7 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. It's the Dunham and Miller Show. George Dunham, Craig Miller, Gordon Keith. Coming up here at 8:10, when we stop dressing up for work, when exactly did that take place? And here in 1 hour, talk about Ron Washington for Manager of the Year. But this is Friday morning, and we've got to get to what should be a classic battle in the emergency break of the week.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
First tiebreaker's penetrations, I think, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
Oh, that moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
How many times you've penetrated your opponent's 20-yard line?
Is that what you call the bottom?
What?
By a wheels-off comment.
Well, the bottom line, I guess, and how you determine a win, yeah. Tiebreaker.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Or technical meltdown.
Champ, the Dallas defense gave your boys the 23 skidoo all night long. What were they doing to play like the cat's pajamas?
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
The Gus Breaks brings you the e-break. We'll give you the candidates. You get to vote on them at 214-787-1310. And I'm really excited about this week's e-break because we have three, let's say, heavyweights in this competition. Three legendary performers.
Well, I can't wait for the segment. When is it?
It's right now.
Oh, okay.
It's
good.
Right now. So, yeah.
Glad I'm here.
Get ready to go. Candidate number one, a certain E-Break Hall of Famer when her career is over, one Barb Smith. Now, she's done a lot of wheels off stuff. She's never fallen out of her chair while doing traffic.
Unbelievable.
Like she did yesterday here on The Ticket.
Stick it up your tailpipe.
199, the Jacksboro Highway. Only one lane gets by just past the Lake Worth Bridge. This report brought to you by the North Texas Honda Dealers.com. Foster Drive on backup. If you're traveling along LBJ Freeway going west, there's a new accident now at Marsh, the one in Garland. Jupiter Road area has cleared. South and 75.
Oh, my God.
I fell out of my chair. I'm sorry.
Dude, really? I thought you passed out.
This chair. Oh, my God.
Did you just not think she passed out?
I'm so sorry. LBJ.
Oh, my
West
God. You freaked me out, Barb.
I'm sorry. I slipped. I'm wearing boots, and they slipped. South Mountain 75.
That really just happened.
And it's clear.
You thought she passed out, too. I saw you get up.
Yeah, I thought you had a heart attack or something.
With the ticket, stick it up your tailpipe. Traffic for Modia, formerly known as the Home Theater Store.
That's amazing even for her.
Yeah.
How do you just fall out of your chair?
I don't. Well, her boots are, and then it's just she slept. And
it doesn't make any sense. I was driving along listening to that live, and I couldn't believe what I was listening to. How does a normal, healthy,
I don't
non-handicapped
know.
Person fall out of their chair.
I don't know. And the Barb explanation is always fun, isn't it?
It never makes sense.
It takes about 5 minutes, and it never makes any sense. But there she is, up for another e-break. All right, you remember this classic rock favorite from the, I think, late 70s, early 80s, don't you?
Against the wind.
Sure. Bob Seger, right?
Yep.
Pretty popular song 25 years ago.
I like Bob Seger.
Yeah, he had some good stuff a while back. Well, Norm remembered that song yesterday, but he had it with a different artist.
Let's go to the Cowboys this season.
Against the wind. We were running against the wind.
Hall & Oates.
No, it's not Hall & Oates. Against the wind. That's Jackson Brown. That is Jackson Brown. Oh, no. Isn't Jackson Brown? Church Jackson Brown.
No.
Jackson Brown does run it against
it's
the
not Jackson
wind.
Brown.
Who is it, Jer?
Michael Jackson.
Bob Seger.
Oh, I'm sorry. It
Come
is.
Come on.
It is. I'm
I
sorry.
Check that out of
That's Bassett. Bob Seger. Of course it is. You're exactly right. You're exactly right. What is the song by Jackson Brown that I'm thinking of?
Running on Empty?
Running on Empty.
Dang.
Exactly right. Running Against the Wind is Seger. Running on Empty. In fact, maybe that's the one we should have used, quite honestly, to introduce this segment, Chair.
No support.
No support.
First of all, Bassick's an idiot.
Well, Bassick's doing a bit.
Notes, Norm.
Yeah, he's doing a bit because we've proven this summer he knows nothing about music.
Right.
That was a
Norm
real.
Is so sure.
That was a real Washington moment.
Yes.
You were in Washington.
Ah, yes. Jackson Brown.
I'll never forget that. That's Jackson Browne.
It's not Jackson Browne.
The most famous song of all time.
Jackson Browne.
All right, let's listen to that to the point where Norm realizes it's not Jackson Browne real quick.
Let's go to the Cowboys this season.
Against the wind. We were running against the wind.
Hall & Oates.
No, it's not Hall & Oates. Against the wind. That's Jackson Browne.
That is Jackson Browne.
Isn't Jackson Browne?
Sure, it's Jackson Browne.
No.
Jackson Browne. Sure, it's Jackson Browne.
Jackson Browne.
Who is it, Jer?
Unbelievable.
It's Jackson Browne.
Jackson Browne.
Okay, there's Norm up for it. Yet another e-break.
By the way, do we still have... But Pat, you were in Washington. Washington. No, we were in Jacksonville.
Oh,
All right, we'll look for that one. Norm up for another e-break, as is Rhines. Rhines has had quite a 2009. And politics have been kicked around here on the ticket for the last couple of days, and consequently, we've been kicked around because of it.
Why do we ever wade into political waters?
I don't know. And the Hardline was talking about that yesterday, and Rhines really summed up why he does not like talking politics.
No, that's not what we do. We try to stay away from it. The thing I hate about politics is you got the left and the right and the liberals and the conservatives. And
yeah?
Why can't both wings come
Wait a
together?
Minute. Hang on.
What? What was that?
I'm not really sure if you completed your thought.
That's really all I had.
That's it?
Yes, and? I mean, you got like a president and a vice president. I don't know.
Go ahead and bail him out, Ty.
Go ahead, Ty.
No, I didn't say anything.
No, what?
No, it's nothing as good as what Mike had.
And that's true. When you look at politics, you have conservatives and liberals and the right and the left.
Anyway, well, you have that over there. You know what I'm doing, all right?
Well, he ran out of steam so quickly.
That's funny. So it's Barb falling out of a chair, Norm swearing to you, swearing
on the
Bible,
Jesus and everything
that
sacred.
That is Jackson Browne singing Against the Wind, and Ryan telling you exactly what he hates about politics. 214-787-1310, first one to five wins. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week? Hello?
This is Old Cry Pants. I used to be a town crier. And when Jackson Browne ran on empty, it made me cry in my pants.
Oh, gosh, Old Cry Pants. Thanks for the call. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to stick it up Barb's tailpipe.
All right, easy there.
On her car.
George said that once and had to go to HR.
Yeah, be careful. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for the e-break.
Sure.
I'd like to vote for Norman Hitzkiss, please.
Thank you. Okay. That's a nice vote there, sir. Mm-hmm. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Thanks for taking my call. I enjoy being on Hardline Radio, boys. This is the best time of the day. Oh, the Hardliners, I love
you're
you.
Mistaken. You're mistaken.
We're the users.
Yeah, that's a Norm vote, though. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Running on empty. Running wild. Running on empty. Norman.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Yeah, I want to vote for Barb Smith.
All right. Okay, thank you. Two for Barb, four for Norm. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Barb and more Rich Phillips.
Thank you.
Okay, there you go, Rich.
I appreciate that.
A little more of you there. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Barb, some balancing bodacious tatas.
Yeah, I think that's the problem. She's so top-heavy.
I think that's what it is?
Yeah.
That's what caused her to fall out of the chair.
Tilted her forward, and she hit her sweater hams on the tabletop.
Oh, God. Whoa.
Yep. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
You've got Barb. You've got Norm. You've got Rhines. Liberals.
Thank you, fake Rhines. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I would like to make a nice, normal vote for the e-break with no bits. Oh, God, I dropped my phone!
That's a Barb.
That's
okay,
funny.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
Wow, good race this week.
Barb with the comeback win for yet another e-break when she fell out of her chair while doing traffic.
your tailpipe.
199 the Jacksboro Highway. Only one lane gets by just past the Lake Worth Bridge. This report brought to you by the North Texas Honda Dealers.com. Foster Drive, the backup. If you're traveling along LBJ Freeway going west, there's a new accident at Dot Marsh. The one in Garland, Jupiter Road area has cleared. South and 75.
Oh, my God.
I fell out of my chair.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Dude, really? I thought you passed out.
This chair. Oh, my God.
Did you just not think she passed out?
I'm so sorry. LBJ.
Oh, my
West
God. You freaked me out, Barb.
I'm sorry. I slipped. I'm wearing boots, and they slipped.
Why did I yell in the background? Does that sound like me?
South Mount 75.
I think it was Danny.
The line, that really just crash, happened. And it's clear.
You thought she passed out, too. I saw you get up.
Yeah, I thought
you was that a drop on you.
Just with the ticket. Stick it up your tailpipe. Traffic from Modia.
All right. How many is that for Barbara Smith?
Well, I suspect her of steroids.
Mm.
Although, it's her first win since March 6th.
Really?
Yep. Hard to believe. 13 overall.
Well, Norm didn't win for just swearing to us that against the wind was Jackson Brown, but it did make us think of the classic Norm moment when he had Pat Summerall in Washington, instead of Jacksonville.
Pat, whenever you go around, depending on the site of the game, I mean, let's face it, 91 celebrities don't turn out in Indianapolis for the game. I mean, it's a nice place and everything, but it's, you know, it's not the place to see and be seen in this world. But now, Washington, Pat. You were at Washington. Who do you bump into there? Who's at the game? Who are your friends? I mean, Washington's a place to see and be seen these days with the Redskins playing well.
We were in Jacksonville.
That's right. Like, I'm sorry, Pat. The game was in Jacksonville.
Washington.
You were in Washington.
All right. Funny stuff there. 809 here on Sports Radio 1310.